Construction will start soon. It'll be underway on the City of Montpelier's One Taylor Street project after a ceremonial groundbreaking last week. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the multimodal transit and welcome center has been a long time coming.
One, two, three, four.
Senator Patrick Leahy, Governor Phil Scott, and Montpelier Mayor Ann Watson were among a line of dignitaries who lifted shovels full of dirt to mark the start of construction for One Taylor Street. But you have to go quite a ways back to get to the beginning of the project.
This really grew out of a city-state study that was done in the early 90s.
That's former City Councilman John Anderson. He sat on the committee that envisioned the first iteration of the project, which will be built on what is currently a one-acre parking lot. It's where there used to be a Greyhound bus stop, just across the railroad tracks behind Capitol Plaza. Montpelier Mayor Ann Watson indicated at the groundbreaking that the final project will be much more than a new bus stop.
This project will provide a safe way for bikes and pedestrians to get through town. It will provide 30 units of critically needed additional housing right in the center of our downtown. And it will provide an indoor shelter for buses, a literal hub of transportation for Montpelier.
City government is solidly behind the project, but John Anderson says it wasn't always that way.
We worked on it from the mid-90s until about 2002. We had to petition. The city at that time didn't quite understand the importance of the project, so we had to petition for a bond vote.
The vote passed, and Anderson says having local dollars in hand moved the project to the front of the line for federal funds. In 2003, Senator Leahy and the late Senator Jim Jeffords secured two earmarks for the project, totaling $7 million.
We thought it would go much faster than it did, but there were many, many bumps along the way that people ran into and solved.
Those bumps involved a couple of different federal agencies and took years to sort out. City Manager Bill Fraser outlined some of the problems when he spoke at the groundbreaking.
This was a hazardous waste site. It took us 3 years with EPA to get a plan approved for how to do it. Immediately after we completed that, FEMA remapped the flood maps, and this all became floodway, which would have not allowed anything to be built here.
The floodplain mapping took another 2 years to sort out. The delays and rising costs led project developer Redstone to conclude the housing part of the project was no longer viable. So the city pivoted, partnering with Downstreet Housing and DEW Construction to ensure a mix of market rate and affordable apartments would remain in the plans. And the last couple years have seen some complicated downtown land purchases to make way for the center and an associated recreational path over the river between Taylor Street and Main Street. One Taylor Street will also include public art and serve as a welcome center for the capital city. And despite the intervening decades and multiple roadblocks, John Anderson says the One Taylor Street project doesn't stray far from his committee's vision back in the early 90s.
From the get-go, it was intended to have about half was going to be transit center and a visitor center, a bike path, and then the other half was going to be public use.
He says they originally envisioned the public use to be a downtown park.
But as the project evolved, then the public use became the housing component. So you can only put so much on an acre of ground, but it's a really good combination of what we've got here.
Anderson says he believes the project has only improved over the years, and many people at the groundbreaking agreed One Taylor Street will be worth the wait. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.